What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jaylen Brown ready to lead this team tonight, game four of the Eastern Conference semis, and it is a 7:30 tip tonight.
Yep.
And Celtics can get back to even with a win.
Let's go.
After a great win on Saturday. And we have been talking about that all morning. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, including at 9 with a rare weekday Ken and Curtis show, 9 o'clock, because Courtney and Wiggy and I need to get to Logan Airport.
So, right.
But right now, I think it is well documented on this program that our guy Shime is a Pokemon savant. And so it came up on the show last week with all of the grown adults in costume roaming around the Seaport area here in Boston for PAX East, which is the video gaming conference, that it might be interesting to find a fellow Pokemon savant to do battle mano a mano with Shime. And see who the real savant is. Savant v. Savant. Jackson is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your experience on, when did you go?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah. It was quite a situation.
It was. Yeah. I know you have pictures and video for those who might be watching on Twitch or on YouTube. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. And at Springer's Jewelers, they don't just sell diamonds, they teach you how to buy them. So you'll get the best prices in New England, and you will also save because they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So, okay, so you went Saturday.
Yeah, so there was a little bit of a snafu in the plan in the beginning because you sent me to a specific Pokemon event. It was going on from 12 to 6.
Yes.
That event just turned out to be an open room with a bunch of people playing Pokemon on their phones.
Okay. I mean, that sounds like it's par for the course, I would imagine.
Yes,
okay.
But I mean, I thought
were
it was
going to be. Like actually talking to each other? No.
Are you sure you went to the right event? Because I think there was another event where there were actual people labeled as professors teaching people how to play the Pokemon trading card game.
Oh, no, that one flew under the radar for me.
Okay. So I can see there are thousands and thousands of people there.
Lots of people. Very passionate.
And you found somebody who portends to be a Pokemon savant.
Yes, absolutely.
And who is this individual?
His name's Andrew from Boston.
Do we have a photo of Andrew, or what do we have of Andrew?
We have we do not have a photo of Andrew. He looked like comic book guy from The Simpsons, but we do have a photo of my friend who's there.
Who's this?
This is my friend Matt.
Oh, okay.
And he's like a queenus or something like that. A queenus? He's dressed as something from Yu-Gi-Oh.
It looked like, I only saw it quickly, but it looked like Dark Magician.
Everyone knows
that's
that.
That's what it is, Dark Magician. Yes.
Yeah, and what next to him is Dark Magician Girl and somebody else. I don't know.
Right. Believe it or not,
that's
the one on the right.
Presumptuous.
The one on the right is his wife, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So on the left, is that like...
Looks like a rental, but whatever.
Like Mario Kart, Princess... Who's the Princess?
Princess Peach?
Yeah,
no, totally different.
Princess Peach.
Dark Magician Girl is a card in Yu-Gi-Oh! Like it's like a
It doesn't matter.
Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon, two different things.
Very different. Very, very, very different.
You are about to experience a giant nerd off on this radio show, I'll tell you. Yeah. So we're going to meet, what's the guy's name?
Andrew.
Andrew, and we're going to meet Andrew the way you met him.
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, hey man, what's up? What's your name?
I'm Andrew.
Andrew, where are you from? What do you do?
I'm from Boston, and I'm a graphic designer.
And how old are you?
I am 39 years old.
How long have you been playing these types of video games, like Pokemon and such?
Well, I've been playing video games since, like, the original Nintendo in the early 90s. And, I don't know, I've been playing games like this, like Pokemon, since the very first Pokemon.
And whose basement do you live in?
I don't live in any basement. I live in an apartment.
Is there a mother in there or no?
No, it's just me and my roommates.
Oh, okay. Roommates. All right, thank you. So I'm going to ask you a series of trivia questions. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, wow. 39.
Well, a little fired up there.
Yeah.
That was a great scene set.
A little bit, yeah. I think I might have rubbed him the wrong way a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you said, whose basement do you live in? You didn't take too kind to that.
I am not in the basement. Several of my roommates are. I am in an upstairs room. Okay, so the way this works is you have a question about the Pokemon video game.
Yes.
And then we'll get Shime's answer and Andrew.
Yes.
And see how they match up.
Absolutely.
Who beats whom.
Yeah. You have some competition on your hands, Shime. There's a lot of detail in this.
Really? Okay. Yes. So first question.
First question.
What are the three elemental choices for your starter Pokemon in every main series game?
Okay.
Okay, so it's a bit of a trick question because normally it would be the three fire, water, grass. That was the easy answer. But technically, in Pokemon Yellow, a main series game, and Pokemon Hello Pikachu and Hello Eevee, you can select Pikachu or Eevee, Pikachu being an electric type, Eevee being a normal type. Therefore, they would also be included. So there's technically five, but the three primary ones are fire, water, grass.
Okay, is that correct?
Let's go, yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay, and now we'll see if Andrew gets it right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So your starter Pokemon, you have the choice of grass type, water type, or a fire type.
Bang!
And at least in the first Pokemon games, those choices represented the difficulty level you were starting with. Grass for easy, water for medium, and fire for hard.
Yep. All right.
I give Andrew a little bit of a check over Shime because he explained each.
Yeah, but he also didn't recognize that Pikachu and Eevee were starter Pokemon. So
you lost me at Pikachu.
That's impressive right there.
We learned a lot, too. Yeah.
All right. 1-1.
Yep.
We're all even after one question.
All right.
Next question.
What is the first Pokemon game ever released?
So I believe it is... Jackson, I need clarification. Is this in the United States or in Japan?
First one ever.
I believe it's Pokemon Green in Japan.
It's pretty damn close. I think I have to give it to you at least.
What is it? Is it the two of them, Pokemon Green and Pokemon Red?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, he didn't get that.
No.
He said what game? No, hold on. Jackson said what game? Did not say what games.
They were the first Pokemon, and they came out at the exact same time.
Yeah, Pokemon Green and Pokemon Red
Wiggy,
in
you're the
Japan.
Judge. You give him credit or not.
I mean, it seemed like, you know, Shime was spot on because he did get green, but, you know, are they
red.
Two separate games, green and red?
Yeah.
That's over my
technically,
head.
Technically, yeah. So there's certain Pokemon that are available in one game and not in the other, forcing you to have to trade with somebody who has the other one, therefore to acquire all of the Pokemon.
Let's see what the other nerd says.
All right, let's see what Andrew says.
So most people in this country would say it was Pokemon Red and Blue, but originally in Japan they had Pokemon Red and Green or Blue and Green, and those games had less Pokemon in them, and what we got in America as Blue and Red were actually the second Pokemon games released in Japan.
So he's wrong. It's not Blue and Green, it was Red and Green.
He stumbled at first. He said Red and then he went Blue and Green. So I'm not quite sure who to get. Maybe they both get half.
I would say this is a push cuz I'm confused.
You're going to push on that?
Yeah, cuz he didn't.
I mean, I knew it.
I would give it some Shime.
Did the guy say green too first?
No.
Oh, okay. He didn't say green.
He did say green. He said green, but he stumbled on blue. He said red and then corrected it to blue.
Shime.
You're giving that to Shime.
Yeah.
So hey, Greg, at that event on Saturday, a lot of blue, if you know what I mean.
In the ball area?
I would never be so crass.
Okay. All right, what's the next question? Shime, go ahead.
In which city is the Pokemon?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Pokemon League located in Pokemon Red and Blue.
Easy, this is at the Indigo Plateau.
Oh, wow.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Nailed it. All right, let's see how Andrew does.
Well, I don't know if it could be considered a city, but the Indigo Plateau, which is really more of just one a giant Pokemon gym for the Elite Four, but Indigo Plateau is the location.
Okay. All right.
He's a little bit. I got to give
him credit. Snarky. I got to give him credit.
He breaks it down for you because I'm like, Indigo Plateau, what city is that?
Right.
I don't know if it could be called a city.
Yeah. He's spicy.
He is.
I like that.
I don't have any power around here, Craig, but if Andrew isn't in the booth with the phlegm ball this year, we have had a huge swing and a miss.
For Pokemon night.
Yeah. Yeah. I give Andrew credit. He explains it to us where we know. Like,
he sure
all right.
does. Yeah.
I think he spends a lot of time with it.
I think he does, yeah. All right, next question.
In the original Pokemon, how do you officially get Mew?
So I believe there's two different ways. There's technically like an event where you would have to be at like a Pokemon specific event to access him, or there was a classic almost like cheat code where over in between Lavender Town and I believe it's Celadon City, you can hit start as soon as you're about to have a battle with a guy, fly away, and then you can encounter Mew at a different location.
I think you found your soulmate, Shime, because I this guy said maybe the exact same damn thing.
He said the exact same thing. Alright, let's hear Andrew.
So, you know, there's a lot of people back in the day when we were kids who would tell stories about, like, you know, being able to do different cheats and glitches to get Mew from under a truck or something. But the only official way was at a Pokemon event that they held in Japan and in America.
Mm. What is a Mew?
It's the 151st Pokemon. It was, it's like when you get it can transform into any other Pokemon and learn almost every move.
Like a wild card.
Okay.
Yes, a big time wild card, Jackson. Exactly.
But you own one.
You can get one. They're one of the, it's one of the most difficult Pokemon to acquire because they're generally only given out in distributions by the Pokemon company.
But there was
it's cute.
Well, how else would it be given out?
A Mew is cute.
Right.
Well, because you can
catch. It's like the Hollis Wagner card.
You can catch almost every other Pokemon, Curtis, but a lot of the mythical Pokemon, like Mew, are only given out at distribution events.
Catch them all.
Exactly.
All right. We have time for one more.
Yes.
And one more question. Go ahead.
What does the move Splash usually do in battle?
The move Splash does literally nothing. It just, the Pokemon splashes up and down, and that is it. It does nothing. It has no damage. It has no effect. It does nothing.
Okay. Very good. Let's hear Andrew.
The move Splash, which is the signature move for the Pokemon Magikarp, does absolutely nothing.
Hold on, Andrew.
Wow.
Perfect.
This is like, well, I tell
you. It's like the two of you have the same nerd brain.
Yeah.
It's wild.
That is wild.
You give the exact same answers and you've never met.
Yeah. Credit
to him. In real life.
Wow.
You know what? I might have met virtually. I might have kicked his ass once or twice in a battle. I'm actually in the middle of a draft. I'm in a league, a Pokemon league.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I want to just.
We're currently in the middle of a draft. So, very excited.
You most and I. People, most people participate sitting down, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, Greg, you have to participate at your computer.
Okay, yeah.
So you and I decided just to only use the one guy for this bit, but I venture that we should use the second guy maybe next week for this game.
Oh, well, we could do it at the end of this week.
Okay, okay. I think it'd be great.
I mean, is there one more question? Do you have one more question?
Not with this guy,
that's
no.
Okay.
That was the five questions that he had.
Fantastic. That is impressive.
And Chime
won. I would say, I'd have to say, that's like super, super leveled nerd status. Like, oh, yeah. I would give both of them status, like co-winners.
Yeah. Because I give him a lot of credit. He was very snarky, and he did, as Wiggy said, he did explain a lot of things.
Yeah, Shine was spot on, but he did make it help me out a lot more. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, that is impressive by both
learning something new today, huh, Larry?
Yeah, I did. No clue.
All right, Jackson, nice work.
Thank you.
All right, great job. We'll get to one more Pokemon Savant v Pokemon Savant later in the week.
I can't
Savant.
Wait. Yes.
Who's the other guy? Or is it a guy or a girl?
His name's Matt.
Matt.
He's the guy in the picture.
Oh, he's the guy in the picture.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. We will be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.